Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 9th of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on Paul's encouragement to give generously. We turn for the last time to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 10. Remember this: a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. As Christians, we have a calling to live lives of generosity and compassion as we reflect to the love and grace that God has shown us. In these verses, Paul discusses the significance of Christian giving. He explains how it impacts both the person giving and the person receiving. One of the beautiful purposes of Christian giving is that it leads to thanksgiving to God Himself. When we extend a helping hand to those in need, they experience the love and provision of God through our actions. As they receive our gifts, often gratitude fills their hearts and they raise their voices in praise and thanksgiving to the Almighty. By participating in acts of giving, we have the incredible privilege of meeting human needs and promoting God's glory. It is through our selfless acts of generosity that we become instruments of God's grace, bringing hope and joy to those who are hurting. When we decide not to give, we miss the chance to help others and to show respect for God. Our giving is an opportunity to tangibly demonstrate our faith and trust in God's provision. It is a way for us to show our gratitude for all that He has done for us. When we withhold our resources, we hinder the work of God in the lives of those in need. Being generous not only helps others, but also allows God to change us into kinder and more like Jesus. As Christians, we have a calling to give readily, generously, and cheerfully. Our giving should be a reflection of God's immeasurable grace towards us. When we recognize the abundance of blessings we have received, it becomes natural to share those blessings with others. With the Salvation Army's self-denial appeal this year, we can sacrifice for others and help our fellow Christians. As we actively participate in this act of self-denial, may God encourage us to give with open hearts and joyful spirits. When we give because of God's grace, we not only thank Him, but also feel happy and satisfied by helping others. Our giving becomes an act of worship, a tangible expression of our love for God and our love for those in need. So let us remember the purpose of Christian giving: to bring thanksgiving to God, to meet human needs, and to promote His glory. Let's always give with joy and generosity, knowing that our acts of giving help God change the world. As you reflect on these thoughts today, this question may help you. How can you embrace the joy of giving in your own life and become a channel of God's love and provision to those in need? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, but in the meantime, may God richly bless you.
Yeah. If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.